What's up, everybody? We're back. We are back. Couple quick things before we get underway. First and foremost, thank you so much to everybody who submitted questions for this episode. And speaking of Instagram, we have a new Instagram feed just for the podcast, Everything But the Kitchen Sink Pod. Please follow it. As always, subscribe and review us on Apple Podcasts, everywhere you can review podcasts, Spotify, all the places. Please do so. I was joined by our lovely producer, Lauren. We had a really good time answering your questions. And as always, we're brought to you by Cameo. Book me on Cameo. Also, one last thing. We had some audio issues recording this one a little bit, so make sure you bump up the volume. And let's get at it. Cue the music. Wow, everyone. We're here for the most interesting, definitely the most different, wouldn't you say, Lauren? The most different podcast I've ever done, I would say. Not that you have a PhD in having listened to all of the episodes. Everyone say hi to Lauren. Lauren is our producer for the podcast. Lauren, do you want to say hello?
Hello.
You know, she keeps it short and sweet. Really. Lauren
happy
has
to
come
be
on
here.
As, yeah, happy. We're happy to have you. Is there anything you want to share with the people, Lauren? So, Lauren, a little bit of a background here. Lauren had, would you say it was your own podcast? You were a co-founder of The Locker Room. Lauren had her own podcast journey. And then I, like any good person does, poached her. I took her. I stole her away for my own selfish pursuits to produce this podcast.
I didn't start that podcast. That podcast had been up for, I think, about a year and a half before I even entered it. And it was because one of the hosts was leaving. And my friend was like, I've done all this work for it. I don't want it to go to waste. And I was like, sure.
Wow.
And then it just became like my baby for a couple months, like a year-ish. And then we're here.
Yeah, that's a tough spot to be. Not to like get into the nitty-gritty of podcasting, but you know, podcasting is a labor of love in general, as we know on the Everything But the Kitchen Sink feed as well. And it's this labor of love that you put all this time into, and then when the time comes that you're like, okay, this thing is either done or dead or whatever, you don't want it to end. You're like, so, but that was very sweet of you to take on The Locker Room. So basically the intro that I gave for you was 100% incorrect. that's really what we're all about on this feed, is speaking like we know what we're talking about when we actually don't. So,
exactly.
But I did steal you from the one Chicago fandom. I stole you for my own selfish pursuits. Are you still versed in the one Chicago world? Are you still watching?
Yes, I am.
How do you feel about a Jimmy Nicholas-less one Chicago experience?
You know, it's a little sad. It's a little sad out there.
It's all right. You can be honest. You're like, honestly, it doesn't change at all. It's the exact same.
No, it's sad. I just think
you could have
moved from the building faster.
I could have moved. Oh, is this the take? This is the Hawkins take? I'm here.
Yeah.
What's your? You think I could have moved from the building faster?
Yeah. I think you could have not asked for the man's name and whipped out of there.
Gabriel wasn't going to trust me unless I knew his name, Lauren. He had to trust Hawkins. You know this. Duh. That's what all firefighters do.
Obviously.
Duh. Yeah. I do find it funny. There's this faction of people online who have refused to watch Chicago Fire since my death, and I really respect their support, their continued support.
The loyals.
But the other thing is I received a text recently from my grandma who, first of all, refers to just me as Hawkins. Like, she'll be like, I saw you, you know, fire Emma today or something. Like, the other characters are still characters, but my name is, it's just me. And she's still watching. So she updates me on what's happening with myself, apparently.
Your life. I know, they talk about you quite a lot for you being dead. I mean,
they get a lot of bang for their buck for me not being.
Yeah. That's true.
Well, like, what am I complaining? Like, the only reason people listen to my podcast is because I was on that show. So I can't bitch.
We love the fans.
Yeah, yeah. But that now that Taylor is taking a leave of absence, you know, this is when the voices might get a little louder for, like, how is Hawkins coming back from the dead?
They're like, the brother is coming. Twin brother.
The twin brother. Oh, yes. No, but we love it. We love the Chicago Fire people. I imagine we're going to get a million Chicago Fire questions. So Lauren is here today to update those of you. She is here so that, first of all, I'm not just talking to myself for an hour, because we don't really need that. But Lauren is going to feed me some questions from all of you. So this episode is entirely fan-based. It is entirely questions from all of you. There are so many questions. You all turned out and turned up, and I love that. So I'm going to do my best to answer these questions. We should come up with a set of rules, though, Lauren, don't you think?
Yeah.
I think we need a set of rules. So first of all, let's say the obvious. If you followed the podcast, this is a shameless way to get some of you to follow our Instagram. Literally shameless. I don't even care. If you followed the podcast and you still are following the podcast, then we will answer your question if you ask the question on that feed. Did I mess any of that up, Lauren?
No. Perfect.
Yeah. Crushed that. Also, did you check out my sick Bulls shirt? Look at how sick my Bulls shirt is.
Love it. That. It's like the little flowers and the bees.
I mean, come on. It's the most me thing ever. It's like jock, but make it eccentric. Okay. So we're going to do that. So if you asked on that feed, so Lauren, you feed me those questions. We'll make those questions the priority. Now, here's the thing. Lots of you ask the same questions, and it's not that question, your question isn't unique, or that your verbiage was less than this other person's verbiage, but that's because most of the pressing questions are all, you know, certain questions are just burning on people's minds. It's not that you're not original. It's just that, you know, like, everybody wants to know how tall I am. I don't know if that's a question, but we will answer, we'll summarize some questions also, because you don't want this to be 11 hours. That would not be interesting for anybody. And then, if we have an individual question though, Lauren, I think this, tell me what you think of this. You're the producer, so you can literally whip me and flog me if you hate these ideas. if we have a very unique and special question, you can read the username. Then we can, we can give them some love, right? We love that.
Perfect.
And then at the end, I will rapid fire through the ones on mine. For those of you that were like, the podcast feed, I'm asking, or for those of you that didn't understand the assignment, I'll do yours. And then we'll shout you out, and it'll become like some of us shading you, you know?
Yeah.
But let's start off with the general one right now. Y'all are horny as fuck. Y'all be horny. Horny. Am I right or am I wrong here, Lauren?
You're right.
I'm
wilding out there.
Horny. we be wilding. Wilding. You were like, he's gonna read it on the pod. I'm gonna get up in this. I'm shooting all the shots. I mean, I'm sorry you had to read that. I'm so sorry.
You know, it's all part of the job.
It's that was in the job description. I haven't even read, by the way, full disclaimer team, I have no idea what the questions are Lauren is going to give me. All I know is what I woke up to in the middle of the night, and they were, I mean, it was a lot. It was non-consensual. dicks were flying, things were flying. It was a hailstorm out in here, okay? So I can only imagine. Maybe the people who followed the pod Instagram, though, were really professional, though. I don't know.
Mine weren't that intense. I was able to sleep, so I was able to sleep at night. Yeah.
No, mine were... I thought people were going to crawl in through my window. Jeez. I mean, I get it. And I mean, it wasn't like I was like... I didn't ask the question on OnlyFans. I didn't, you know... I wasn't shirtless when I posed the question. It's all right. You know what, though? Hey, I love it. You know what I love, listeners? For those of you who are, well, if you're underage, I don't know where I was going with that. If you're an adult, actually, everybody, good for you being in touch with your sexuality. Respect. You know what? just like look for consensual relationships. Like, you know, I'm not out here. I'm not out here responding to all that. I will answer some of those questions because I told you I would. But, you know, good for you to be in touch with your sexuality. Shoot your shot. Today's episode brought to you by Hinge and Farmers Only and Christian Mingle and all of them. Get on a dating website. Get some love in. Right?
Exactly. Sponsored. Yeah. We love.
Okay. All right. Now that we got that, now we got the horny contingent out of the way, which I'm sure we'll come back to. Let's do it. Hit me, Lauren. I'm ready for some questions.
Okay. Starting off, do you still talk to the cast of Chicago Fire?
Yes. So this is this like how like we had some we had multiple people ask this question.
Yeah. It's there's yeah. like yeah, Chicago Respect. Fire questions in different fonts, but like the same.
The real question is, well, I think that it's an interesting question because, I mean, I guess I've been off the show for a little bit now, but like when you work with people, if you have a great experience working with someone, aren't you still going to talk to them? Of course I still talk to the people on that cast and crew. And we're talking about like hundreds of people. There's so many people who work on that show. If I didn't talk to anybody, I think that would show that I'm a loser. Who clearly can't make friends or doesn't want to make friends. You have so many people you could connect with. I have too many people that I stay in touch with. I will say this, funny story. I'm on a group message with Birdo and Jake for Gallo and Lockett. No, not Lockett, Carver. I clearly know his name. I know his character name. I'm on a group a message with them where we just send reels and TikToks to each other, and I had a really busy month and a half, and I was like 75 reels behind because when they're on set, Birdo and Jake are relentless. Like they are on set, they're sending like 7 reels, and they're always like we have a very I did a bit of an assessment of what type of reels each of us like because there's very interesting you learn a little bit about each person's humor, but. I hadn't watched in a while, and I literally put on my to-do list, catch up on all of the reels that Jake and Birdo have sent. And then I sat down, I like was eating dinner and scrolled through the whole thing and took notes on like reactions to each of them and sent like a 20 bullet pointed response to each video as well as assessments of the whole thing of like 75 reels to catch up. It was very fun. And I was like, wow, this also says a lot about how my brain works. but yes, I keep in touch with all of them and yeah, absolutely.
Is there any TV shows or movies coming soon that you're in? This was also a popular question.
Yeah. So, okay. First of all, let's start with the obvious. I really love that so many of you, I love that so many of you have such a vested interest in what I'm doing next or, you know, what projects are lined up. And I actually love this question because I just want to talk a little bit about how the business works in this way. There is about maybe a list of probably less than 200 people in Hollywood, in the business, who get scripts. And it's like, hi, Tom Cruise, please make my movie. And then they get offers and they go from there. And I think that when you're not in the business, you can have this feeling like, oh, people who are in the business just get offers all the time to do things or have all these opportunities or, you know, but like in reality, you know, 10% of actors are employed at any given time. Like it's the most unemployed field that there is, you know, maybe besides like athletes, because there's lots of people out here who like want to play professional sports and like aren't going to play professional sports. But like, you know, and I say all that to be like, I think that a lot of times people will be like, oh, well, what is Jimmy doing next? What's the next thing? And the process of getting those jobs, the auditions, the callbacks, like even, you know, like I'm shooting stuff right now, but I can't talk about it. Or if I go in for stuff and get called back for things, I can't talk about that. I literally signed an NDA for 2 things that I'm in callbacks for right now. You can't talk about the stuff that you're like in progress on until it's like coming out. And then on top of that, you'll get things and things will fall through. But What I, the long-winded way of saying that is I really appreciate that you all really care as to what's next, and, you know, and that you keep up with me and all that stuff really matters. But as far as like answering that question, I can never really answer it. I was in a cabaret this week for a musical that I've worked on a lot. I obviously did FBI recently. Those like I can talk about. And I think like the big thing life-wise, I can't even talk about that yet. I can't talk about any of it.
Spill.
I can't talk about any of it, Lauren. That was the worst answer, but I can't talk about it.
I want to know when I'm nosy.
I'll tell you this. What I'm working on is figuring out a way to get Gabriel away from the building without asking for his name, you know?
You know, I feel like that's a good...
Keep working on it. I'm going to get shorter at these answers.
This one, how's life going?
Life's going great.
Thriving?
I was committed to saying life's going great no matter what. When people ask me how my day is going, generally what happens is, here, go for it, Lauren. Ask me how my day is going.
How's your day going?
It's good. I just sound like the most like depressed. it's mainly because when I was younger, I used to answer that question and just always be like, good, great, I'm so good, I'm great. And then I'd like think about it and be like, I'm not great. Hello, darkness, my old friend. And so now I actually like take in the day and I'm like, how is my day going?
Like, well, give me a good 20 seconds to think about everything I've done today.
Yeah, and it's always complicated, but that's how life should be.
It's true.
Otherwise, what's the point? So, I kept that answer shorter.
Proud of you.
I'd like the record. Lauren, can you get that in? Can you write that with the teleprompter
to
the side?
Yes.
That I kept. Thank you. You can read that back to the courtroom. Thank you. Next question.
Jimmy!
Who's this? Do we have a handle? When they lead with my name like that.
XXIV.KIMI.
We love Kimmy. What's up, Kimmy?
Kimmy.
Go for it.
Okay.
He's a G.
If you could play a role, current or new, on Med or PD, who would it be and why?
Current or new? Okay. Okay, sick. All right. I think I know. So current would be weird. I don't think I'm going to, like, come in and be like, recast that person as me.
Start the biggest one, Chicago beef, right now.
Oh, gosh. I get cast as Jesse Lee Soffer coming back to PD. It's me. We never... What's his character's name?
Jay.
I knew that.
Me too.
I'm Jay. We don't address it at all. I'm back from Uruguay. Where is he? Uruguay? What country is he in? Bolivia?
Yes.
Is it Bolivia?
Yeah, it's Bolivia.
Okay, I'm back from Bolivia. We never addressed the fact that they've recast Jay as me. I'm back, and the show just continues on. And I know there's apparently been some real drama since with the relationship since he's left.
Oh.
I have to sort out all of Jesse's shit. I have to deal with the fallout of his actions as him, and I am Jay. I'm back. That's it.
You did it. You did it.
That works. That works.
That's beautiful. Okay.
Thank you.
This one's the same. Was it scripted, or did you decide to have your eyes open in the Hawkins death scene?
This is a question I get all the time. Derek wrote it that way. Derek wrote it, and it was very specific. The imagery and the way he spoke, like the stage directions and scene directions in that scene were very specific and very clear with what he was going for. And also, I think there's like a Wolf Entertainment clip that kind of takes the page of that and shows
what was in the writing with what Hanako, and it's
a good thing to read because Derek wrote a really very tangible, tactile page and a half of what that was supposed to be like.
And then follow up to that, how did you leave your eyes open for so long? Just the acting. Just God-given talent.
In the words of Kanye West, now known as Ye, mechanical bees. Okay. Mechanical bees. Have you seen that interview?
No.
Where he says to Joe Rogan, I know Ye's canceled, so we're not, we can still make fun of this though. He says that he wants to, I'll play the audio. He says that he's going to be president. He wants to put all the money into mechanical bees. Like, unironically, just straight face to Joe Rogan.
I'm going to buy the entire earth and be king.
What would you do if you were the leader of the free world?
I'm going to take the smartest people on the planet and make them work on mechanical bees. You know, everyone making negative comments. The bees go get them.
Like, what? I lost you there. Explain that. What do you mean by that?
I've envisioned and will manifest mechanical bees.
It's the best moment of internet bliss. It was so funny because I thought I dreamt it later on in life. I was like, I made that up in my head. And then I was like, no, that happened. Yeah, mechanical bees came and just opened my eyes and held them open by my eyelashes. Yeah, you can put that in the court documents too.
Okay.
Your Honor. Thank you.
It. How can a really big fan get to meet you? Because I'm desperate for a pic and a hug. Lol.
Lol. Okay, lol. First of all, lots going on here. I'm meeting you, a pic and a hug?
And
that, well, you have to figure out which you're going for. I mean, clearly, because now meeting is also going to be engaging in a hug, and then there's also a pic involved.
You can't be greedy.
Yeah, I mean, that's an interesting question. I would say this, you know, if you don't mean me bodily harm, you can figure out where I'm at in any given day. I'm pretty loose with my location if you're a smart detective, which I know One Chicago fans are. So as long as you promise not to do me bodily harm or stalk me or follow me, you can figure out where I'm at and you can go from there. And I've never refused a picture. So that's all I'll say there.
Okay. What's your...
How am I doing? Do you think my... How do you think I'm doing, Lauren? Do you think I'm giving the people some good answers here?
You're doing great.
I mean... I told them about the mechanical bees.
You did it.
I didn't even realize there's a bee on
my shirt. You have a bee on your shirt. It's come.
Jeez. That was subconscious. Keep going.
Okay, what's your absolute dream acting gig?
Oh, I love this so much. Okay, my friend Rachel Keller, who I went to school with, is a phenomenal actress. She was in Legion. She's been in a bunch of stuff. She's just now in that movie with Tom Hanks called A Man Called Otto. She's the other lead with him. She's phenomenal. She's always been phenomenal. And we came up with a game when we were in school because for some reason, Rachel and I would get paired up as scene partners literally all the time. Like, I thought that the teachers might be punishing her in some way and forcing her to tolerate me continually. but we came up with a game where... You had to do, there's like, you come up with bucket list roles that are like, okay, like a bucket list role of like, I want to play this or be in a movie with so-and-so, but it's like really actually things you could do, like reasonable. Okay. Like, I want to make a movie, and in that movie, I want Mark Wahlberg to be in that movie. That's a possible thing. That could happen. You know, Mark Wahlberg's making movies. That could happen. You could be a barista and he could be in it, whatever. And then, like, extreme bucket list roles, which are that, those are things that, like, honestly, someone would get paid billions of dollars for the bet that they made on that ever happening. So, like, she made her bucket list, which she was like, my bucket list thing is I want to be in a movie with Kate Winslet. My extreme bucket list thing is I want to be in a movie where Kate Winslet is my mom and Meryl Streep is my grandma. And it's
iconic.
Like, that would... Yeah, incredible. Like, first of all, I'll see that movie. But, like, I was like, that's an incredible one. And, like, I think my, like, as far as, like, you know, roles, dream roles and things like that, like, I really do eventually want to do two things. I want to make, I kind of, like, from, like, a movie standpoint, like, what Ryan Reynolds is able to do where he is able to make action movies and also able to make high, like, very, very funny comedies. I'm like, I love that so much. I want to eventually write comedies that I'm in, and I also want to like make action movies really bad, and I want to basically take over Mission Impossible someday from Tom Cruise. Not gonna lie, I'm just gonna put that out there. I'm ready for it. I'm ready to take over from Tom Cruise. So we're going to put that in the universe. But on top of that, that's like, if those are bucket list roles, one of my bucket list things is I want to be in a movie with Chris Tucker. But then my extreme bucket list role is I want to be in a movie where Chris Tucker and I switch bodies and I have Chris Tucker inside my body and get to play Chris Tucker inside me. So
iconic.
Just like really want to do my Chris Tucker always. So
you should pitch that.
I want. I you will just did. As Chris Tucker. Like, oh, we're gonna laugh together. Oh, you want crazy ass bitch. I'm just always ready. Always ready.
You did it. Okay.
Okay, I'm ready for the next one. That was a long answer, but I had to set it up.
That was good. It was fine. Okay, this one, you got like 3 or 4 times, which is so sick. Scary. Okay.
Oh, God. Is this a horny one? Shit. Do we need to tell the younger listeners to like earmuffs?
I don't know. It's just weird.
Okay.
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 You promised to answer, ... What makes you...
You promise. Wow, this is so sincere. It's like, I think you need to ask it in like a whispered, hushed tone, Lauren.
Okay. You promised to answer. I can't.
Oh, God. I'm ready.
Okay. What makes you laugh? Okay, wait, no. And where are
Do
you?
I need like a shot.
And oh, where shit. Are you okay. most ticklish?
So hard my Chris Tucker came out. Wait, why are all these people wanting to know where I'm ticklish? I take it back. Whoever earlier was asking where I live, nobody can come near me or close to me if your intentions are to
some
tickle
of them
me.
Prefaced it with are you ticklish and then where are you most ticklish.
Jeez. I almost prefer the dick attack I got in the middle of the night.
Like,
oh my god,
like, what's happening?
Okay, also, can we talk about, here's a hot take for you, internet. Put this on TikTok. You know what? Tickling is the most non-consensual thing of all time, okay? The whole point of tickling is that it's not consensual. No one ever consents to being tickled. Nobody's ever like, hey, get in here, tickle me. No one does that. It's non-consensual, and it sets up a bad precedent. Tickling is the worst thing ever, and it starts off when your family's doing it to you, which... You know, we're okay with it when you're younger and your parents are doing it because you're laughing and it's funny, it's whatever. Then there needs to be, it's like trick-or-treating. You need to age out of it, okay? It's non-consensual. Doesn't matter if you're dating me. Doesn't matter if you're married to me. It's non-consensual. Unless someone is like, that's my fetish. I'm a tickle fetish guy. I want you to tickle me or whatever. It's just non-consensual. I hate to. And also, for those of my very ticklish people out there, the key to it, especially now, these are for our underage listeners. Listen up close, because I feel like people in high school do this shit. Okay, here's what you do. Your most important 30 seconds of your f-ing life, if you're ticklish, is the first 30 seconds when someone tickles you somewhere. You have to fight with all your might to not have a response. You have to fight like hell. Don't respond. Be like, I'm not ticklish. Fight. Fight, fight, fight. If it's your knee, if it's your armpit, it's your foot, whatever. Just fight. Just grip that down and grip. Because then they go, oh, Jody's not ticklish. And they never try ever again. But if you f***ing fail in that 30 seconds, you are royally effed.
It's true.
So fight that 30 seconds. So no, I'm not going to tell you where I'm ticklish. I'm not even going to tell you if I am ticklish. I'm not telling you shit. Yeah, I'm not answering that question. I did answer it, but I'm not answering it. Because I got to protect... I'm not ticklish. I told you I'm not ticklish. This is a moot point. Clearly I'm not ticklish. I've never thought about this at all because I'm so not ticklish, you know?
Yeah, no. Not at all.
Sick. Next question.
Okay. Any plans for
the
every...
wandering the this that's a fanfic. The wandering fingers of the One Chicago verse and their tickling ways.
Someone's gonna write that it's now.
Oh, it's so horrifying.
You did that to yourself.
I'm not reading it. I didn't do it to me. Maybe I did a
teaser.
Little bit. I'm not ticklish.
What about the whole episode that we have coming out? If it's written before then, you might have to read it.
Yes. Did I spill that on the pod? Did I spill? Have I spilled that pot?
I don't know. I might have just leaked it.
I think I did because it's somebody has been. Maybe I did on a Cameo because I've gotten some questions about that. It's a soft launch. I guess when people don't know what we're talking about now, it'll cultivate some things. There is some fanfic movement. I will say that. All right, I'm ready for the next one, Lauren.
Any plans for Everything But the Kitchen Sink merch?
Ooh, that's a great question. We have some merch. We need to get some more. Mainly the merch has been me getting merch for co-hosts or for myself, or people getting it as gifts for me. I guess if there's an interest for merch, we will make merch. I mean, and that goes to also, like, you know, when we start up a Patreon page, things like that. For a podcast that has been around for 5 years, I purely stick to audio, clearly. But that's what you're here for, Lauren. Do you want to make some merch?
Sure. With my amazing graphic design abilities.
I say we start with just the shirt saying the wandering fingers of the one Chicago verse, and then Everything But the Kitchen Sink on the back.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Non-consensual tickling. Tickling is non-consensual. That's all I want on the front. Tickling is non-consensual. Everything But the Kitchen Sink.
Perfect.
That's a good shirt. Has anyone stole that joke yet? Nobody take that joke from me. I want it for my comedy set. I'm ready for the next one.
Okay.
Yeah.
What could you have seen for Evan Hawkins' future if not killed off?
Well, first of all, I think I want to leave that to all of our wonderful creative listeners to come up with their own things. I will say this, though. I always thought there was a lot of interesting, like when originally I thought there were a couple different things that could have been interesting, but I was always thinking along the lines of things that Hawkins could have done that would have made me a regular on the show. So specifically, like coming up with a way that Hawkins would be in firefighter training, for some reason. Also, I like really thought it would be interesting if Bowden and Hawkins had like a season essentially where there was a bunch of stuff going on with white shirts and there was some sort of a situation and similar to like fire cop stuff for Severide, but less cases and more Bowden and Hawkins doing stuff at headquarters and trying to like fix corruption, but like long form over the course of a season. I feel like
that'd be a really good duo. Hawkins and Bowden.
Yeah, and I mean, I love working with Eamon so much, so I was like, that. And then the other thing that I thought would be interesting is if I had gotten demoted to Ambo at a different firehouse and, like, you were watching Ambo scenes of Hawkins on Ambo at a different house during the season, and it was, like, kind of like a transplant part of the show that was going on.
Chicago Ambo. Pitch it.
Yeah, or I had some reason that I would end up at Med, and I thought that I possibly could end up in that world. So those were some things. Those were just like general ideas, but those were purely selfish to try to get me to be a regular on the show in my mind.
Those are good. I'd watch.
Yeah, and they all would give more legs to Hanako and I, which was kind of the goal.
Who do you think will win the Super Bowl?
Great question. Great question. I haven't made my pick yet on the Super Bowl. I will say this. I really think it might be the Eagles' year, which is crazy because I kind of have been anti-Eagles all year, but I'm really debating on picking the Eagles, even though I think it's just so tough, but I think it could be the Eagles' year. That team is really, really, really good. That's what I'll say on that one.
Perfect. Can they make you undead from Chicago?
You're
Fire?
Like sports. sports.
Football's the one sport I don't follow.
Well, Lauren, fix that.
It's okay.
Come on now. What's your sport of choice then?
Baseball. I come from, like, a really intense Dodgers family.
Oh, my gosh. Just literally the worst. Ugh, the Dodgers.
Anyways.
Although there is a taco joint right outside of Dodger Stadium. So that's the best quesadillas on the planet. I love the Dodgers just are the Yankees of the West, which I don't like. But I'm a Cubs fan, so who am I to talk? Okay. What was the last question? How do they make me undead?
Yes.
I'm not dead. I'm right here. I'm alive.
From Chicago Fire.
No, I'm alive. That's the answer to the question. I'm alive. Next question.
How did you balance combined workouts and full filming days?
Oh, great question. Great question. I'm a glutton for punishment, and we start a lot of those days on set that you see. We start at about 4:30 in the morning. We are picked up at 4:30 a.m. So a lot of times we're done by like 4, and then you just work out in the evening. Not to mention it's like when you like working out, I could do a whole fitness podcast. That was one of the questions that I saw, which we can talk about in a second. But with this idea that like working out or fitness is some sort of a like added like stressor to the day, or how do you find time to work out or anything like that, is so misguided. Like, working out is a tool that allows you to sleep better. Working out is a tool that allows you to, let's say you have something you have to finish at home from work. If you want mental clarity to do that thing after a whole day's work, if you work out beforehand and eat, odds are doing that last thing is going to feel so much easier mentally because you're working out a totally different part of your body. Working out is a tool in your toolbox. So finishing any day of work, I'm ready to work out because I want to then have more productivity. All of my clients, working out is a tool to them doing better work always. And yeah, I think that's something that in America we just because so many people work so hard and work these long hours and they think that it's like an extra thing on the to-do list that's going to drain them instead of seeing it as a thing on the to-do list that's going to prepare them for whatever work they have to do the rest of the evening or the rest of their day if they start right away with it. So there's my off my soapbox.
Okay, next up we have Gina talking smack. And
oh shit,
I know. Okay, so meet us at Molly's. We said friends.
Okay,
are you okay. Ready to lose to Gina and Bryna in March Madness for the second year in the row?
Who are they again? What are their names?
Gina and Bryna.
You said Jerry and Brianna.
Yeah, that
Jerry and Jerry and Bianca. Jerry and Bianca. I don't think I know them.
Yeah,
you said they do a podcast.
Yeah.
They talk
about you podcast, on it sometimes.
Huh? Serial? Is that the Serial podcast? The one that like a year, like 12 years ago was big? The one that like Adnan Syed? That was them?
I think so.
Oh, cool. No, I don't know them.
Oh, okay.
But all
are you going to answer their question though?
If I would... Well, I mean, I don't know them, but I guess I could tell those strangers to f*** off. Next question. I love you, Gina and Bryna. Real ones right there. Real ones. OGs right there.
We're moving past another ticklish question.
Oh my god. A fifth? A fifth ticklish question?
Oh my god. There's four. Oh so many.
I'm scared for my health. I'm scared for my health. Gosh.
Okay. Okay. What's your favorite movie from the golden age of film? This is Logan from Ladies Night.
Oh, okay. I believe that's a member of the Pod Squad.
Yes.
Yeah. I know her. I don't know those other two people you mentioned from that group, though. Can you read that back to me in the record? Just want to make
they're
sure
not,
that the record states that I don't
not
know
in
who
the
those
pod
other
squad.
Two
people. Yeah, you don't know who they are.
Yeah, okay, cool, thanks. Okay. Like, once you get late 60s, early 70s, like, I think Godfather 1 and 2 are, like, really unassailable for me. I love both of them. I will say this. I just want to say that. I mean, like, Kubrick's entire filmography, I'm very, very, I love. I will say that I want to talk, Citizen Kane, which is, like, universally seen as, like, probably the greatest movie of all time. I will say, if you've never seen Citizen Kane, for a movie that came out that long ago, that is like that old, what's shocking to me is how easy it is to watch and how fun of a watch it is and how just good it is in general. And you're like, holy shit, this came out so long ago. And I think that a lot of times with movies, and I've said this on the pod many, many times, you watch, people watch certain movies out of obligation instead of thinking that they're actually going to enjoy it. And they're just like, I got to suck it up and watch it like it's homework. And Citizen Kane is a movie that I think has something for us that's actually like makes it enjoyable to watch now. So if you're like, I need to watch the greatest movie of all time, I have to watch this Citizen Kane Schmain movie, it's a really good rewatch. That's what I would say. It's a kind of half answer.
What is the first memory that comes to mind from filming Chicago Fire?
First memory. Okay, first memory. Kara. No, I won't say that one.
Say it.
I will say Dave Eigenberg giving me shit for being too ripped and too in shape, and talking shit to me. And, you know, I'm a little taller than Dave, so Dave's coming up to me a little bit like, like, you're talking shit to me. You know, everybody making jokes about my handsomeness, which was very funny to me at the time. And then I will say two more. Eamon pulled me aside, and David did something similar after he gave me shit, but Eamon pulled me aside and basically was like, listen, like, anything you need, I'm here for you, we're here for you, for however long you'll be here, I got you, your family, this is a family. And he made me feel so, he made me feel so calm in my takes, and I was a little amped up coming into my first couple takes, and he just kind of settled me down. We did a little bit of ad-libbing leading into the scene. After the scene, we kind of had a walk out together, and he would, you know, just made me feel so calm, centered, controlled, and then gave me some compliments after the scene as well. And that's been Eamon. I mean, Eamon is one of the greatest human beings, and he's shown up that way for me continually, even after the show. So that was cool. And Kara, I will say this. At that point, Kara knew that Jesse was leaving, and even though the world did not, and Kara was not very happy that a guy was coming in who was handsome, that was clearly going to be used in some capacity as a love interest for her, and I don't think she was too happy about, I don't want to speak for her, but you know, she was ready for more Jesse stuff. Jesse and her are very close, and what I loved is she kind of came in with that energy when we were filming, but then we got into the break room and she realized that I am an absolute buffoon. And I won Kara over very quickly in that sense. Not to be like just in the sense that she was like, this kid is like, I'm a little bit disarming. I think sometimes guys come in a little bit like chest out, like, I'm sexy. And I'm in there like with bees on my shirt. Like, and she was, and to her credit, Kara continually, like, when I show up on set, Kara will be like, oh, I knew you were going to be here today, so I didn't bring my book. So she knew that I was just going to talk to her the whole time. She's like, I should just talk to Jimmy. And she's like, so I left my book at home today. Which is very emblematic of our relationship. Yeah. And we bonded over, she actually, one of my really good friends, John Jorgensen, who's a pastor, I was best man at his wedding, very close to him. Kara attends his church a little bit online sometimes, so we knew John, and that was a connection point right away, and very similar circles of people. So yeah, those are some of my first day memories. It's very funny that Hanukkah wasn't there until like my like second month on set, which is very
really
funny. Yeah, because of how it, you know, my storyline had more to do with Kara at the beginning, and I only had like one day with Hanukkah.
I remember.
Anywho, what's next?
What are your top five songs on a playlist guaranteed to put you in a good mood?
Okay. Well, those rotate. Those should rotate. They, like, you know what I mean? You shouldn't have It should be like your five songs right now.
What are like, okay, what are your top five on your Spotify, like recent, like what are they, like show it right now.
Oh, shit.
As a producer, crazy. You have to show it.
Okay. New Music Friday is my playlist. Everything But the Kitchen Sink, shout out, on brand. Nature Sounds. And then Man from Full Monty, because I just had to sing that for an audition. Nature Sounds. That's probably the funniest answer here, though. So, everybody, I listen to Nature Sounds while I work. If I don't like any sounds in the surrounding area, I'll have my headphones on and just play from the Nature Sounds playlist, like, all the time. Literally, it's the most calming thing. I learned to do that in COVID when I had to share workspaces with people.
Was that on your Spotify Wrapped?
Nature Sounds? It wasn't, because, like, I don't think it can be. I don't think, like, because it goes through a different song, it, like, wasn't, which was shocking because it would have been number one. Anyway, what's up next?
What artist band are you reluctant to admit you love?
Ooh, reluctant to admit that I love.
Yes.
I mean, like, I'm not ashamed to say that I love One Direction. I guess that would be a little cringy. Because, like, I think you can be, like, into Harry Styles, which, like, you're, like, you like what you liked One Direction? Like, yeah, I did. Sick.
One Direction's amazing.
Yeah.
Do you think Tom Brady is going to stay retired this time?
1,000%. Yeah, he's going to stay retired.
What is your favorite Soul Cycle playlist? Need some new motivating gym jams.
Well, my favorite, okay, well, I'll just pull up my last playlist. I'll pull up my last playlist, and then I will let that person use this. Let's pull up my last SoulCycle playlist. I have so many. Okay, here we go. Jimmy Cooks into 25-8, or the Bad Bunny song. And then Lean Back, but in a remix. Go to Town. Leave Before You Love Me, Flowers, the new Fall Out Boy song, which is really, really sick. Love, I think it's Love from the Other Side. There's some playlist stuff. I love this music love everyone's kicking on right now. It's better than the ticklish questions.
A little upgrade.
Yeah.
If you could act on any other show, what show would it be?
If I could act on any other show. Oof. Oh, gosh. If I could act on any other show. That's a tough. Definitely some, like... Oh, Peaky Blinders. Done. Peaky Blinders. I'd be on Peaky.
Good.
Done.
Good. Why did they off Hawkins? Was it by choice, or did they say, hey, by the way, you're dying?
I don't think at any point they jerked off Hawkins. Maybe I missed that. I don't think that happened. I think that question's incorrect. I don't think they jerked him off at any point.
No.
Next question.
How old are you?
64. The internet confirmed it. Next question.
Are you single?
Okay. Listen. I know that one came up in mine. You know what? You don't get to know my dating life. You don't get to know my dating life, Lauren. I'm just putting it on you. Stop asking if I'm single on the podcast, Lauren. Am I single? Hold on. Ask me, am I single again?
Are you single?
I'm okay. Next question.
Okay. If you can remember them at all, I know I've made a crap ton of edits of you, but do you have a favorite?
Who is this from?
51 Chicago Fire fan.
Yes. Yes. All of the edits. Okay. That's a tough question. First of all, the edits on the internet. Let me go through this first of all. I respect the hell out of how much the people who make edits of me, and these are also edits of the show, clips of me, whatever. The fact that you all put up with seeing my face that much and drawing it and moving it around and clipping it together and doing crazy things to it is shocking to me. You see my face more than I want to see my face. That's crazy to me. Respect, love it so much. I love the edits that, first of all, are when people find interesting photos of me that I'm like, how did you find that photo? Those are always ones that I find very interesting. Love the commitment. There's been a lot of commitment to my love of Dunkin' Donuts. I don't know why this took off, but I just feel like somewhere there is a suit sitting in some room that is like, this kid keeps getting edited with Dunkin' Donuts stuff. When can we get him a Dunkin' Donuts commercial?
When are you sponsored?
I know. Come on. I'll read some copy. Come on, Dunkin'. So I love those ones. But 51 Chicago Fire fan, I see you. I love your edits. You know that. You know that. Next one.
Who is one director besides James Cameron you really want to book a project with?
James Cameron is apparently an asshole. So much love. But listen, if Jim Cameron, if he wants to work with me, he knows he can read the resume. He knows he knows I'll 100% do a James Cameron movie. I really want to work with a lot of the greats who are getting a little bit older in age and who might be like hanging it up soon. I got to work with David Nutter, who won Emmys for Game of Thrones and for Band of Brothers. I got to work with him on Time Traveler's Wife, and you know, that was like a really cool opportunity. And he's you know, been in the business for a while, and you know, on the tail end of his career, and I want to work with directors who might be hanging it up soon. So Spielberg, Scorsese, like those ones are near and dear to me. And then there's lots of directors who are like near, around, a little bit older than me that I hope there's an opportunity coming up. There was a project recently that like Judd Apatow was producing that he was watching my tapes for. And I was like, if I get to work with Judd Apatow, even if he's just a producer on the project, I'd be so happy. So there's mainly right now, my list is like a lot of older directors who are kind of phasing out of the business. And I mean, I think the number one person would be Quentin as far as directors go. I'm such a Tarantino fan, but he's only going to make 10 films and I'm probably not going to be in the 10th film. So, although, hey, if he makes it and is looking for somebody, I would die to be in a Tarantino film. So yeah.
Who are you trading, Zach or DeMar, and why is it Zach?
Let's go. What a Bulls question to ask. Those are two Bulls players, team. And why is it Zach? Also, really funny thing. I was at the playoffs last year. I was at the Bulls. I was with my dad at a Bulls playoff game, the first home Bulls playoff game last year. And we lost by 30. It sucked. But the beginning before the game, everyone was so amped up, and we had just won the game before, so the series was tied 1-1. And the season ticket holder is like sitting next to me, and he's like, if they bring back Zach LaVine, he's yelling at me. He's right here, but he's yelling at me. He's like, if they bring back Zach LaVine, and if they give him a max contract, I am never watching the Bulls ever again. And like 3 months later, they offered him a max contract. In my mind, I was like, man, tough break. That guy, he came to every single Bulls game apparently that year. Massive Bulls fan. I was like, wow, he's never going to get to watch the Bulls ever again. What a dumb thing to say to a stranger. And I remember I turned to him as he was like spitting on me. I like kind of like wiped my face. I was like, well, like, just so you know, that's probably going to happen. And then it happened. I wouldn't trade either of those players because I don't think right now you get the value that you want out of either of those players. I think DeMar means more to us. Lauren's nodding along because she's tolerating my love of sports. I respect it, Lauren. It's okay. DeMar, because he means more to us than he does to any other team right now. And LaVine, because people would probably be buying low on him when I'd rather trade him when he has a ton more value if we're going to trade him. So there's the question answered. Next question.
What's your favorite color?
Green. Next question.
What shade of green?
Oh, I mean, I love all types of green. Neon green's really fun. Lime green's really fun. It's loud. It's like me.
Do you like trains?
Is this the same person who asked about my ticklish? My tickle tendencies? Trains are dope. Trains are sick. You ever want to meet new people, meet interesting people, take a cross-country train trip?
How are you related to Evan Hawkins? What do you have in common?
He's my cousin. Next question.
What's your favorite and least favorite thing about Chicago?
Favorite thing is the food. We understand portion size. We understand putting cheese on everything. And we understand serving everything with ranch. Least favorite thing is the least favorite thing about Chicago is that it's a very segregated city where white people like to pretend that black people cause all the problems, and then they point to them all the time and they're like, we're so woke and all these things, but we're just going to talk about how the black communities are so dangerous and talk about it all the time, and it's really f***ing annoying. It's my least favorite. Didn't expect that answer, did you? Not from the guy with the lavender flowers on his shirt.
When did you find out? Oh, never mind. Okay, when did you find out Hawkins was dying? There's a lot of your death.
July. Hey, it's top of mind.
Not a question. Did you know your Did you know your podcast has a cookie named after it?
Oh, what?
Yeah. Have you ever heard of that? There's like an Everything But the Kitchen Sink cookie.
Yeah, sick. Awesome. Can't wait. I'm gonna have one.
Okay.
Love cookies.
Here it is. What are you most excited for in 2023?
I say lightning round, and then I immediately pause. What am I most excited for in 2023? I'm most excited for the people who are gonna shit talk me listening to this podcast saying I didn't answer their question. Next question.
Can you invite Hanako on the pod and do a Hakami episode?
Oh. No comment. I love you, Hanako. Clearly we've thought about this. Clearly that's the answer to that question.
Favorite thing about Hanako. We're getting to the Hanako question.
Okay, I was gonna say, we have been pretty Hanako light. Favorite thing about Hanako. favorite thing about Hanako is how unintentionally funny she is all the time. And she is intentionally funny too, but unintentionally she's hysterical as well. And she has a very unique point of view towards the world, and it's beautiful.
Do you guys still talk?
Yes. Thank God. I lose one of my best friends.
Is hot dog a sandwich?
No. I don't know. Yes. Not applicable. Hold on. I got it. I'm okay.
What is the best advice you could give someone? Send kisses to Brazil.
I'll send some kisses. I'll put those in the mail.
Give me some advice.
Okay, best advice I could give someone. I just gave us on another podcast that's coming out next week on this feed as well. So you need to be be supremely confident in yourself in every situation and humble enough to know that you can be wrong in every situation.
Great.
Thank you.
We'll put on that's our next merch shirt.
No. Wandering hands of the tickling fingers. I still like tickling is non-consensual is a really good one.
What is your favorite thing to do with your family?
Laugh. I'm rocking the one-word answers. Go.
Oh my gosh, I cannot read. Hi. What are your top 10 dating qualities and requirements like you did on old episode with Emma?
Oh!
Rapid fire.
10, the dating qualities. That's a whole episode that you all should go listen to from our resident dating expert, Emma Dinsbach. I don't think I can give 10. I don't think I can do the 10. I can't even remember my 10 from that episode. I'll just say this. My answer to that question is go listen to that episode. That's my answer to that question. Great question, though.
Do you like Marvel? If yes, who's your favorite superhero? And what and why is it Ant-Man? And what is your fave film?
And what is my what?
Your fave film of the series of the series. Okay. Which favorite Marvel series?
Yes, sick. Okay. Guardians of the Galaxy is probably my favorite Marvel movie. My favorite Marvel character. Iron Man is just because he's the reason for the season. He started the whole thing off. And we need more superheroes that are like Robert Downey Jr. in that series. So those are my answers. I think I hit them all.
Ant-Man.
And Ant-Man, yes.
Thank you.
Go see Quantumania. Quantumania, Feb 17th. Not a sponsor, could be.
Dream holiday destination.
That's good. Curaçao. My family has a restaurant down there. It's an island off the coast of Venezuela. And I'm down there all the time. Scuba diving down there is the best. Any divers, come dive with me.
I had a couple people ask, who's bringing drinks for the Sinkies?
Oh, great question.
And how are the pledges going?
It's me.
The movie pledge going.
This is great. Who? Give me a name of somebody who asked this. A handle.
Lucia, then underscore Rowena underscore.
Shout out to the real pod followers. Sick. Yes. Okay. I am on my way. I'm 4 of 20 in, which doesn't sound great, but I threw a gala. I was very busy for January, but I'm 4 of 20 into the pledge. We're going to get there. And I lost, of course. So I'm bringing the alcohol to the Sinkies. There was a bet that we made about Golden Globes predictions. You can listen to previous episodes to hear about it. I did lose. If you track the winners via those episodes, Kyle always wins because he's really good at it. I'm bringing liquor. What alcohol am I bringing?
Yeah.
That's a good question. Well, we do screwdrivers, so vodka. I'll probably grab some Tito's. Lauren just had a visceral reaction. Lauren's reaction was like almost to my tickling reaction just now.
If you had a chance to sit down for a chat with one person, either dead or alive, who would it be and why?
Sit down with a chat with one person. I'll take Jesus.
Okay.
Just like, even if you're not religious, like, you're at your next dinner party, you're like, yeah, I've chatted with him before. Tell me that's not a conversation starter.
What's your favorite vegetable?
Favorite vegetable. That's tough. Cauliflower is a really underrated vegetable.
What are your top three musicals of all time? Plus honorable mentions, of course.
Oh my gosh, another true. If you're asking for my honorable mentions, this is not your first rodeo on the pod. I'm just gonna like rapid fire some here. West Side Story. I really love. I'm not even rapid firing this. I'm sucking right now. West Side Story. Really love Music Man. Both the same year, by the way. I'm just going to say those two because those are really, really high. I also love, I love Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder, which I got to do for a long time. Love the Book of Mormon as well, which I got to do as well. Honorable mentions. I love the music in Lipa's Wild Party, and I think that's an underrated musical. I also really have been on a full Monty kick, clearly. Love lots of those ones. The movie version of Newsies, and probably my favorite musical is all of the High School Musicals combined into one. So,
there's some. Which answers. High School Musical movie do you think's the best? You can't combine them.
It's the first one. It's got to be the first one.
Okay, but that's the correct answer.
But the second one and the third one have some real bops. And I think the second one is a really fun kind of like spoof watch. I mean, they're all spoof watches, yeah. But the second one has some really fun spoof watch moments. That's what I'll say. And has the best song in the series. So shout out.
Which is?
I'm not even going to say that. You got to know it. You gotta believe it. You got to know
in
it.
In the second one?
It's in the second one. It's the best song in the series. Do you have a guess?
Summer. Work this out.
Work.
No, is it the baseball?
Work this out is the third one, I think. Summer.
No.
Work
this
out.
It's the second one. Oh. Don't even try me on my High School Musical trivia.
No, it's not. Work this out.
Is it the baseball one?
No, that song sucks. That song sucks. It's What Time Is It? What Time Is It is the best opener for any musical ever, and it's not even in a musical.
Oh,
it's in a
opener?
Movie. What Time Is It? What Time Is It is the best song and the best opener. What Time Is It is so good. What Time Is It is perfection. My feelings. Okay. Lauren clearly disagrees. Do you want to speak your mind?
No. I think it's a good opener.
Wow. It's the best song. Wow. Okay. Sick. Sick. Okay.
Why
Ad,
like
wanted
so
podcast producer who also has
scared you're gonna ask me my avatar take, and I was like, definitely getting fired for that one, but it's fine.
Oh no, you can give me all your bad avatar takes. It's okay, I absorb them, they make me stronger. What's the next one? I'm ready.
Okay, why do you like movies so much?
Oh, why do I like movies so much? Because I don't think there are enough. I think things in this world that actually transport you to a different time and a different place and allow you to see something from a different point of view. And specifically, like movies, like it's about as long as our attention span should hold in one setting, right? Like 1.5 to 2.5 hours. If you're seeing it in a theater, you're stuck in a seat. You are forced to absorb it and then take it with you or leave it or hate it or whatever. And I think that's a beautiful thing in a world that is like nonstop, and we constantly have a ton of things that have our attention. And I like how that as an entity is.
That's good.
Thank you.
How can we make you laugh?
Ask me about being ticklish. There you go. We found that one out earlier.
Do you agree with John that Dan is the best One Tree Hill character? Hint, you shouldn't.
That Dan, who asked this question?
L.June04.
Do I agree with John that Dan is the best one? I think she's referring to John Jorgensen. I think. John's off. If John's off of a book on One Tree Hill, I might have to phone a friend on this one and ask John this. Oh my gosh, I feel like I'm failing this question. I don't know One Tree Hill. I'm so sorry. I'm sucking. But if Jorgensen said it, I'm with Jorgensen always. John Jorgensen, I'm with him. That's the John we were talking about earlier,
answer.
The pastor. Oh, it is.
I think that Dan is not a good character.
So what's your answer?
Haley and Nathan.
See? There you go, squad. Lauren, off the top rope. Love it.
You're going to have to phone Kyle for the next one.
Oh, shit. Okay. What's up? What's the question?
It's picking a movie. MFK, Tar, After Sun, or Everything, Everywhere, All at Once.
For
Kyle.
Who asked this question?
Will Higgins.
Will Higgins. Okay. What did Will ask? What is
okay,
Will's
says,
a,
so
Will's a friend
two.
Of the pot.
So for okay. Kyle, MFK, Tar, After Sun, or Everything, Everywhere, All at Once. And then there's a separate one that says Mary Kill, Top Gun, Maverick, RRR, and Avatar 2.
Will is a Sinkies voter. Will is a documented Sinkies voter. Okay. We'll have to read this. Let's see if we can get him. He might just be going back from lunch.
Did he send you a voicemail?
He might. We're really splurging this on him.
I'm a Kyle stan. I think he's iconic.
He's the best. He's an absolute legend.
Your call has been
forwarded. Oh, boo! Okay, I'll record this later. I'll record this later and put in his answers.
9-9.
Yeah, he's also literally the best. He's the best musical theater writer.
Kyle?
He's incredible.
That's so cool.
His musicals will go places. Him and Sam's both. So, mark my words.
Okay.
Okay, you can answer this one, though. Mary kill, Top Gun Maverick, RRR, and Avatar 2.
Top Gun Maverick, RRR, and Avatar 2. Whoa, that's really tough. Oh my gosh. Why are you going to make me do that?
Really?
That's so tough and so shitty. Oh, I guess I have to kill RRR, which is absolutely despicable. And then I'll f*** Top Gun Maverick and I'll marry Avatar 2. But damn, killing RRR is tragic. Hey, Will, you suck. That's so rude. How many more we got? How we doing?
Like three.
Three?
We're there.
Whoa!
We're there.
Okay, cool. This is amazing.
We're there. Okay. I've never seen Avatar. Am I
People
a bad
said
person?
We couldn't do it, Lauren. People said we couldn't do it. We did
they
it.
They doubted us. I know.
This is because everyone was asking I was ticklish. We got asked 1,000 questions, but 700 of them were about me being ticklish.
We're
so we're
ticklish.
Yeah.
I've never seen Avatar. Am I a bad person? Is my life dull? No.
No, you're not at all. As we all know on this podcast, I will say it again and again and again. When you haven't seen something, it's not something to be ashamed of. It's a wonderful gift and present waiting to be unwrapped. It's literally a Hanukkah-ism that I have to tell her all the time. It's not something to be ashamed of. It's something to embrace. You'll get the opportunity to read Harry Potter if you've never read Harry Potter before. What a beautiful thing. You shouldn't be shamed because you haven't done that. So, no, not a bad person.
I was really supportive of you.
Thank you.
Welcome. What advice would you give someone who wants to start a new job in a new career?
That's a great question. You're going to have imposter syndrome when you're doing it. So show up just like what we talked about earlier, confident that you can do the job and that you know what you're doing, but humble enough to know that you're going to be wrong in everything that you're doing. And then you'll constantly have a learning mindset of, oh, I don't want to be wrong. I want to be better. But you'll also be strong and wrong because you'll commit to ideas and you'll mess up and you'll find ways forward.
Perfect.
And just continually tell yourself that you're a killer. Is that all of them?
That was it.
Wow. Okay, are we ready to read mine?
Yes.
Okay, I'm just going to read these questions as fast as I can. Are you ready for these dick questions? Hey, but we did it. Let's give ourselves a hand. We made it through all of those questions. People doubted us, Lauren. People doubted whether it could have been done. I didn't doubt us. Even in my...
Never, not once.
Even in my flowery bees shirt.
Gotta show the bee shirt.
Again, mechanical bees. Okay. Sick. Are we ready for... I don't even think I'm ready to go through these. Oof, pray for me. Oh my gosh.
Scared.
I'm scared. Okay, I swiped up. Okay, let's get through. All right. What do we think is the best way to do these? I'm just gonna fire them through. I'm just gonna read them and I'm just gonna go. Feel free to interject at any point. This is the true lightning round. Are we ready?
I'm just along for the ride right now. Let's do it.
Let's do it. One Chicago family says, are you in love with Hanako? Are you in love with Hanako? Who isn't? Poo-poo or doo-doo? Sweet question, bro. Why such a Swifty? And why do you have the life goal of starting fights? And why the Vikings? That's so many questions. I do have a life goal of starting fights. It is on my bucket list. It's not starting fights. It's finishing fights. The Vikings are the best team in sports. Of course, I love them. Why a Swifty? Because you know what? I was driving in the getaway car and you were screaming, go, go, go. Of course. Who was the biggest influence in your life and your career? My mom.
Me?
Lauren. Lauren. Who's your favorite client? Jeez, my personal training clients love getting in here. Yeah, Lauren. Me.
Me.
Would you ever consider opening your own gym? Oh my gosh, that sounds exhausting. I'm exhausted reading that. Hold on, I'll be right back. Jeez. I needed a shot of tequila just reading that question. My gosh. Oh, no, I would never open my own gym. Sounds exhausting. Whew. Nothing like a shot of tequila in the morning. Okay. Some of these are doubles. Have I thought about volunteering with the Special Olympics? I love that idea. Yes, please. Would love to. Are you coming back to Chicago Fire next season?
Absolutely.
Yes.
How did you like working on Chicago Fire? Hated it. Hate all those people. Hated They're so it. Terrible, clearly.
Did you know that I was going to be on Chicago Fire?
No way. You were cast as Chief Hawkins?
No, I was going to be...
Like, took you a second on that one. You were like, no, let me tell you my story. It's really good.
I'm like...
okay, what was your... what was... Tell me.
They did a... name a character contest or whatever, and I made it in the top five. I know. And they were like, hey, you have to watch the 200th episode to know if your name got picked because you're one of five. And I was like, oh, cool. So they sent me like a really excessive amount of Dick Wolf merch, and I watched, and Adam Perry won, so I have beef with the franchise. It's fine.
Who won?
This guy named Adam Perry.
Who's...
So if you're listening, Adam Perry.
Yeah, yeah, get out of here. We don't want you here. We don't want you here, Adam.
Yeah.
We don't want you here.
So.
Duh.
He was like some district man person. And I was like, that's...
Boo.
Rude.
Boo.
I know. So I just have a lot of Dick Wolf merch.
Yeah.
Now.
Okay, well, first of all, yeah, Adam Perry, I hope he's not listening anymore because we told him to go. Okay.
Yeah.
Got another question here. How do we win a date with you? I don't auction off dates with me.
You gotta join the Patreon and then...
I met you in Chicago Fire. That's not really a question. You're my favorite actor, but in a different language. Respect. What's your favorite dinosaur? Sick. That's a great question.
The Nuggets.
What's your favorite dinosaur? Dino Nuggets. Oh, gosh. Pterodactyls are really sick. Are you dating Hanako? Are you dating Hanako? Fave thing about fans. How incredibly passionate they are. Fave part about being an actor. I get to play pretend for a living. How did I get into acting? I played a lot of pretend. Hi. That's a question. What city am I in? Can't say that because all of you are ticklers out there. Any new acting projects? We answered that one. Why did you leave Chicago Fire? Not my choice.
Because he couldn't run out from a building.
Yeah, because Gabriel's name.
Because Gabriel.
I love you, Chicago Fire. You know that. Best photo with Violet is one I can't share on the internet. Was hard to leave Chicago Fire? Yes. I'm crushing these. Am I not crushing these, Lauren? I'm flying through these. And I would love to know my comfort food. I love sesame chicken. What's my favorite episode of Chicago Fire I ever filmed? Ooh, I think I've answered this a lot of different ways, so I don't even know the question I could go with. I don't know. There's so many good answers there. 12, 16, 17, 8.
That was a good turnaround.
Thank you. Someone just apologized. That was really sweet. I don't know why. What's your favorite restaurant? There's this place called Q. It's a restaurant in Miami. It's incredible. KYU. Check it out. Are you single?
I'm okay.
Ping pong. Something about Peru. OMG. Emojis. Those are our questions. Okay, we need to speed this up. Any plans to return to Chicago Fire? I don't know unless as a zombie or a vampire. I don't know how vampires come back from the dead. What's your next acting project? Right here on this podcast, answering your question. Goals for 2023? Make it through. Do you think Matt Casey and Gabby Dawson are reunited in Oregon? Wow.
I'm going to hide.
Absolutely. Dawsie forever. No, just kidding. I have nothing in this fight. I have no beef in this fight. I have no stake in this fight. Whatever. But that was an amazing question. Love you. Love you. What actor would you choose to play you in a biopic? What actor would I have play me? That's a tough one. Who would you have play me, Lauren? Where it's like, I don't watch movies, I don't watch sports. I just watched PD because I'm in love with Berzik. Okay. Next question. Literally... Are you currently seeing anyone? Are you currently seeing anyone? Also, with can you and Hanako date, please? I don't know. Everyone figuring out my dating process. Some dick stuff happening in that one. Some dick stuff happening in that one. Another dick thingy. Okay. Okay, that's the same one we had over there. Can I autograph? Can you mail me out an autographed picture?
Yes.
No. No. You can find me and get an autograph. I don't go to the post office. It's a terrible place. most underrated film of all time. Hook. It's the most underrated film of all time.
The pod has beef with
I'm
UPS,
crushing this.
So we have beef with UPS.
Yeah, we have beef with UPS. That's correct. Love about so many people interested in what I'm doing in next. Just keep listening, keep watching.
Follow the Insta, follow the Twitter, follow the TikTok, follow the pod.
Oh, a lot of Brazil love. I see you. Rank the High School Musicals. Love this. Okay. 1, 2, 3. Boom.
Correct.
Done. Favorite thing about Hanako, that she is herself because I love her so much. What is your favorite? There we go. Boom, boom, boom. I mean, these are all repeats. Crushed it. Not a question, but hi, Jimmy Nicholas. Hey, girl. Or person. I don't know. Does Lonzo play again for the Bulls? I really hope so. Are we keeping or trading Caruso? Keeping him unless we can get two first-round picks, then we trade him. I'm crushing this. Some Wolfgang love. Love that you watched FBI Most Wanted. Sick. Some dick stuff. A lot of people shooting their shot. Respect. Jimmy, you are so hot. I can't handle it. You're perfect. Sick, bro.
Not a question.
Can they make you not dead? Respect. All caps. What is your favorite memory on the set of Chicago Fire? Why is that in all caps? Well, do I ever appear on another NBC show? Absolutely. I love NBC. Also, huge shout out to Peacock, by the way, for the brand. But Peacock, if you're an Office fan and you haven't watched all the Superfan episodes of The Office on Peacock, do that. It's a really great watch, and there's so many good moments in there if you're an Office fanatic. Will you do a pod again with Casey Cott? Absolutely. But he is absolutely in mourning right now over the Bills season being over. I crushed that. There's more, but I crushed that.
Beautiful.
And I'm super humble about it.
You did it.
Lauren, thank you for co-piloting this.
Thank you for having me.
I really appreciate you. And I love your Kyle love. Thank you for loving the best person on the planet.
I literally love Kyle.
You got a moment here. What are you leaving the listeners with?
It's so stressful. There's so
You literally have a podcast.
No, I don't.
You're on some other podcast that I think is called Serial or something all the time with what's her name? Gabriella and Bianca. that podcast.
I literally...
All right, back to you, Dick. All right, we're out of here. Bye, everybody. Thank you so much for submitting your questions. Thank you so much. Keep following us on our new Instagram. We also have a TikTok for the podcast. Follow me on all the places. Appreciate you all. Special thanks to Lauren. And get out of here. See ya.
Bye.